Stacey Clemmer here from Paws and Tails. I'm here today with author Dave Carl. I understand you have written the very first Paws and Tails book entitled The Overcomers.
That's right, Stacey. And thanks for having me here.
So, is The Overcomers something very different, or is it a continuation of the big Paws and Tails story?
Good question, Stacey. It absolutely is a continuation of the big Paws and Tails story. The Overcomers is like one giant Paws and Tails episode. The kids are all getting into a whole new adventure, and Minion is at it again up in the heights of Wild Mountain. And we even meet some new characters for the first time. I'm excited for folks to see what comes next.
This is so exciting, Dave. Get your copy today at pawsandtails.org.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Last time on Paws and Tails...
Esther, you are the most beautiful woman in Persia. You could be the next queen.
I don't want to be the next queen.
The king loved Esther more than all the women. And she found favor and kindness with him more than all the girls.
Behold, the new queen of Persia, Queen Esther!
What is this?
It is the edict that Haman has made to slaughter all the Jews on one day. You must tell Esther to go and plead with the king. Tell her to beg for the lives of her people.
I will go into the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, then I perish. I am going into the king.
My queen, you have not been called for.
I'm aware of that.
Do you know what will happen?
I'm going into the king. Please open the door.
Please, my queen.
I'm going in.
Have the ships ready or not.
Esther?
My king.
Oh, no. Queen Esther?
The king gazed at this uninvited guest, and his fingers tightened on his golden scepter.
My queen.
So Esther came near and touched the top of the scepter.
Oh, I'm too old for this sort of thing.
What is troubling you, Queen Esther? What can I do for you? Even if it is half the kingdom, it shall be given to you.
If it pleases the king, I would like for you and Haman to come tonight to the banquet that I have prepared.
Bring Haman quickly, that we may do as Esther desires.
Prince Haman, I am quite sure that there is no longer any way for anyone to connect Bigthan to you.
I think you fail to realize that even if they could, it wouldn't matter now. There is no one who can stand against me.
I do not think it wise to be so confident.
Things have turned out better this way. He is still king, and I act in his name.
Prince Haman.
What is it?
A message from the king. Queen Esther has requested the presence of the king and Prince Haman at a banquet today that the queen will prepare.
That the queen? Yes, of course I will be there. That will be all,
my prince.
The queen?
Oh, this is perfect. The queen recognizes my position. She knows where the power rests.
Or in whom the power rests.
Indeed. In whom. I must go and prepare for the banquet.
So the king and Haman came to the banquet which Esther had prepared.
The statues were all cast in solid gold. He asked me if I wanted one, and I said, I do. He asked me which one, and I told him, all of them, you fool, all of them.
Esther, it is time. My curiosity will give me no relief. What is your request, even to half of the kingdom?
If I have found favor in the sight of the king...
You have, my queen, like no other before you.
If it pleases you to grant my petition, I would like you and Haman to come to another banquet tomorrow that I will prepare for you.
Oh,
and then
yes,
I will make my request.
Yes.
We will be there, of course. Haman, you will join us.
It would be the greatest of honors. I thank you, my queen.
Why would she do a thing like that? Why two banquets in 2 days?
Is it too much to imagine that I am a charming guest?
No, not at all.
Is it too much to imagine that she knows the power behind the king?
Well, I suppose not, but something seems odd.
There is nothing odd in the world, Satar. I have risen to the level of the king. There is nothing in the world that I cannot obtain.
Make way for Haman the Magnificent, the king's most favored prince!
There is no one who can stand against me. This is the most perfect day!
Look, there he is.
Mordecai!
He is still not bowing. I don't think he will bow to you as long as he lives. Which won't be too long now.
I want you to go right this minute and tell my advisors to meet at my house.
Yes, Haman, but when?
Within the hour!
Yes.
I don't care what they're doing, I want them there!
Yes, my prince.
Haman recounted to his friends and his wife, Zeresh, just how rich and powerful he had become.
I was growing up right here in Persia. I always had to follow all the rules.
Uh-huh.
But deep down, I knew someday things would be different.
Say it, boss.
Now I make demands of all the other fools.
My dear, it's clear you're like a charging camel.
You've got strength
and points.
And has you ever signet ring?
Glad to see you understand that my wish is your command. For I am second only to the king.
Perfect.
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 It's a guy thing.
Hey, man, you have really got some power.
Hey, man, it is growing by the hour.
Now everyone will honor you on bended knee.
And nobody would ever dare complain to me.
Hey, man, you're some mighty.
Yeah, controlling.
Hey, man,
you're the Persian cat's meow.
No one does or does.
You are upper crust.
Hey, man, your life is perfect now.
Did you know that the queen invited me to come and dine with his and her majesty?
There's not a thing he can't make waffle.
Over grapes and a falafel.
And I'll go down in history.
Hey, man,
you ride high up in the saddle.
Hey, man,
he's got more sons than you have cattle.
His fetish bag now is on a power trip.
I've got the Jewish people on a sinking ship.
Hey, man, you want Mr. Influential.
I'm a fan. Can I just tell you why?
You have made it big. Wish we had your gig. Hey, man, your life is perfect now.
Wait a minute. Though my world's so bright, something's still not right. And I don't quite know why. Since it can't be imperfection.
Could it just be indigestion?
Bad complexion.
An infection?
No, it's Mordecai.
Mordecai, Mordecai. He's the one who never bowed when you walk by.
Yes, bullseye, it's Mordecai. I've really got to find a way to kill that guy.
We're going to do
what we do.
So build for him a gallows, dear. Make it 20 feet, 50 feet.
75 feet tall.
And what's the king's signs off with?
Mordecai will die.
Yes! What a perfect way to end this perfect, perfect, perfect day!
Hey,
is he a bit cruel?
Hey, don't blow it.
We know that it's around you that the world revolves.
If not, some nails, a little wood, problem solved!
Hey, man, we will make the perfect hangman.
That's the plan, then there'll be no one who won't bow.
You are in control, and you're on a roll.
Convinced I'm his favorite prince.
And your plan, no doubt, will be carried out.
No, and we shake your hand because you the man.
You can say goodbye to old Mordecai.
Where would Persia be if it weren't for me?
Hey, man,
my life is perfect now. Tomorrow, Mordecai dies!
Hi, I'm Joseph from Santa Paula, California. One of the many reasons I love Paws and Tails is Ned the Beaver. He just cracks me up.
Hello, everyone. Ned the Beaver here for Paws and Tails. Oh, we have such good news to tell you.
What are you doing in here, Ned?
Tiffany, what? Why are you?
I just heard that Dave Carl has written the first Paws and Tails book. Am I correct?
Yes! I mean, only if you want that to be true. Of course it's true! Why are you here?
I am here to promote the book, of course.
Really? You want to help?
Of course. I want everyone to read this book and learn about repentance and about the mean old vulture that tries to get Stacy mad at the club and how Crockett and Smidge take care of the men they call the shovels. What could be better than all of that?
Wow, color me surprised. I didn't think you would be interested in this.
Ned Cleaver, I am nothing if not a team player.
Not exactly how I would describe you.
So, if all you listeners can hear me now, I want you to all go out and get your own copy of The Overcomers, the very first Paws and Tails book ever.
Amazing, Tiffany! I just did not
expect... I'm buying 100 copies myself, so the very least you could do is get one.
Oh, okay. Wait, we try not to be mean to the audience? Thank you for stopping by, Tiffany Rockler, on behalf of the very first Paws and Tails book ever, The Overcomers.
Go right now to pawsandtails.org and buy it. Now.
Kinda mean right there. Let's stop the tape. I don't feel safe. Stop the tape, Joelle.
We will stop the tape when I say stop tape.
Later that night, King Ahasuerus could not sleep.
Stop! Stop the music! I hate that song. Something else. I am exhausted, and yet sleep will not come.
My king, you must lay back and not excite yourself.
This is so infuriating.
We need something to lull you to sleep.
We could just have Mimucan make a speech that puts me to sleep during the day.
Indeed. I have it. Bring in the Book of Records.
The most boring book in the whole kingdom. That is genius.
I thank you, my king. Please, lay back and try to relax.
So the Book of Records was brought in. And as it was read, the king began to drift off to sleep.
The following day, Mordecai alerted the king through Queen Esther that Bigthan and Teresh were plotting to kill the king.
I remember that.
The plot was investigated and found to be true. Bigthan and Teresh were taken out and hanged on a gallows.
They're very nearly dead, too.
Later that day, the council met to discuss the new tapestries to be hung in the summer palace.
Wait. What about Mordecai? He saved my life. I can't remember what we did to reward him.
Well, it seems that there is nothing in the Book of Records. We apparently did nothing to reward him.
The life of the king is saved, and the man who saved it is forgotten?
Oh, please, don't excite yourself.
I am excited. How could this have happened? I can't think. I'm so angry. How could we have forgotten Mordecai?
It is a terrible oversight, my king.
I want... Who is in the palace? I need someone to help me with this.
I saw Haman a few minutes ago. I think he is still here.
Bring him to me at once. We need to make this right.
Yes, my king. Prince Haman.
The guard told me that you would not let me see the king. I have access to the king night and day. You sniveling little man. How dare you make me wait! If you ever do anything like this again,
Haman,
I will...
If you'd allow me,
I... If you ever make me wait out here like that again, I will see to it that you and your family will never see another day. Your whole family. Do you understand?
The king would like to see you now.
He would? He called for me at this hour. This is perfect.
Please, come this way.
My king, I have a request to make of you.
Haman, come in. I'm groggy from lack of sleep, and I can't think straight. What should I do for the man that I want to honor? It needs to be big. Very big.
For the man you want to honor. Who in the world would he want to honor? More than me. Well, for the man the king wants to honor, Let him wear a royal robe that you yourself have worn.
I love it. Go on.
Yes. And bring him a horse that you yourself have ridden, and place on his head a royal crown.
Oh, Haman, this is good.
You should have one of your royal princes, your most noble prince, lead the man through the city and have him shout, "This is what is done for the man the king wants to honor."
That is perfect.
Yes, it is.
Did you get all of that?
Yes, my king, every word.
Haman, I want you to take this list.
Yes, my king.
And do everything on it for Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the king's gate.
Who?
Mordecai, you know him.
I do.
And the noble prince. Who could...
Prince?
You. You will do it.
Me?
Who is more noble than you, Prince Haman?
Well,
the sun is coming up just now. Do it all at once. This is... perfect.
So, by the king's order, Haman gave the royal robe, the royal horse, and the crown to Mordecai, and then led him through the streets of Susa.
This is what is done for the man whom the king desires to honor.
It is a miracle.
It is a miracle of God.
I would have to agree.
Mordecai rode on the back of that horse as surprised and amazed as everyone else, but with a dignity and humility that Haman had never seen before.
This is what is done for the man whom the king desires to honor.
After it was over, Mordecai went back to the king's gate. But Haman hurried home, mourning and weeping with his head covered.
Zeresh! Zeresh, where are you?
Haman, is it over? Are you all right?
It was horrible!
I know, they told me.
Haman told his wife and his friends everything that had happened to him. Then they told him.
Mordecai is gaining power!
Why would the king let this happen?
You cannot hang him now. It would be suicide. He's become too powerful.
How can everything have gone so wrong? All that I have done to make things perfect.
Haman, my prince, the king's men are here to take you to the banquet that the queen has prepared.
I'm coming.
Well, good day, Haman.
You all stay here! You stay here and think up some way out of this!
If Mordecai is indeed a Jew...
Oh, he is.
Then you will not overcome him, but you will fall before him.
Yes!
Esther, everything is just spectacular. Everything.
Thank you.
Haman, you are not yourself today.
I am just...
Is everything not perfect?
No. Well, no. I am sorry. Everything is wonderful. The dinner was just perfect, my queen.
It was indeed.
If I could just get a minute with you, my king, I have a request.
Request? The request, my queen. Let us get to your request. I can wait no longer for this mystery to be resolved. What is your request? Even if it is half of my kingdom, it shall be yours.
My king, if I have found favor in her eyes, and if it pleases the king, I would ask for my life to be saved and for my people to not be destroyed.
What?
Incredible.
If we were only to be sold into slavery, then I would not have even bothered you with that. But we are going to be murdered.
Who would dare to threaten the queen?
Name him and he will be arrested.
The enemy of me and my people is this wicked Haman.
Haman?
Haman? Me? What did I do?
Haman, I am a Jew.
You wrote a law that will kill my queen?
No, I didn't. You're a Jew?
Out of his hatred and wickedness, he has used his position to convince you to slaughter all of the Jews. Did you not explain the details of your plan to the king?
The Jews? You did this? How could you have done something like this? There has been a grievous error, Esther. Queen Esther, please listen to me. My life is at stake.
You have done this to yourself.
Queen Esther, please.
Haman, release me.
Please, you must help me. He will have me killed.
Let me go.
Please. Oh. I didn't know.
Haman, get off of me.
I didn't know. You are a Jew.
What is going on?
Get him off of me.
Haman, would you attack the queen with me in the house?
No.
Take him. No. You misunderstand. What do I do with a viper like this?
My king. Haman has built a gallows 75 feet high in his own yard. With it, he planned to hang Mordecai, who saved your life from the assassins.
Mordecai?
Oh, Haman. Hang him on his own gallows now.
Wait. Take the king's signet ring off of him first.
No.
King, I beg of you, stop the destruction of my people.
Haman has sealed his edict with my signet ring. Once a law is sealed, not even the king can stop it from happening.
Hi, I'm Charlotte from Virginia. Don't go away, there's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Hi, I'm Priscilla. From California. Don't go away because there's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Hello, Paws and Tails listeners. Can you all just stop everything? Thank you so much. I am Tiffany Rockler, the richest girl in Wildwood, and I am here to tell you about the very first Paws and Tails book ever. It is like an expanded version of a regular episode. It is full of adventure. Ned, you are supposed to be the great sound effects guy. Give me adventure sounds, please.
We haven't had time.
Do it.
Okay, adventure words on three. One, two,
wow. Oh,
amazing! This is so awesome!
We will fix it in post. The book is also jam-packed with Paws and Tails. Fun. Do something fun.
Okay, let's all laugh on three. One, two.
I am doing all the work here. You, read this for me.
Sure. Just log on to pawsandtails.org. Get your own copy of The Overcomers by David Carl. Lovely, that'll do it.
Are you joking? That was not lovely, and we will do it again. And again, if we need to, until it is perfect.
Then we're out!
After Haman had been hanged on his own gallows, the king's anger subsided. He gave all of Haman's property and possessions to Queen Esther. Esther then told the king that Mordecai was her cousin.
Mordecai, come closer. You have saved my life and proved yourself to be a friend to this throne. Take my signet ring. You now will take the place of Haman.
Me? I thank you, my king. I will not fail you.
I know you will not. Now, as to the edict of Haman...
My king, can you do nothing? How can I stand by and watch the destruction of my people?
Haman's edict to attack the Jews cannot be revoked.
God help us.
But, Mordecai, you can, with my signet ring, write another edict.
Yes.
You understand?
I think I do.
Write it as you see fit.
What? What can that do?
Haman's edict stated that anyone who attacked and killed a Jew could then take all of his possessions and keep it as plunder. There could be a new edict that said anyone who attacks a Jew can be attacked in return.
Perhaps then the Jews could take the property and possessions of their attackers.
That would make them think twice.
Stamp it with my signet ring, and it will become law.
Will this work?
I think it just might. Thank you, my king.
Mordecai's edict went out to the 127 provinces of the kingdom. It said that the Jews could gather together to defend themselves and attack those who attacked them. And the Jews, God's chosen people, were delivered. In fact, the Jews were very much better off at the end of the story than they were at the beginning. God blessed them, not just with a victory over the evil plans of Haman. God used the dark times to show his children just how much he loved them. It's later than I thought. Let's call it a day, shall we, Madavi?
That was amazing. God was there even in the dark times. This is amazing.
Like stars that ever shine through the night, the Lord has watched over his people. And through the dark we shine in his light. On earth there is nothing his equal.
For so many years we have struggled, making our way in this land.
But though we've seen times of trouble, we trust the Almighty's hand.
And now it's clear why God brought me here. It all was his plan for our nation.
And he kept you from harm, my Esther dear.
Let's sing our adoration.
Praise be to Yahweh on high. He has delivered his people. Praise be, we'll shout to the sky. We give thanks to our Lord Adonai. Praise be to Yahweh on high. He has delivered his people. Praise be, we'll shout to the sky. We give thanks to our Lord Adonai.
Working out his plan to bring us to
victory. This day, that's why we shout and sing. Praise be to Yahweh on high. He has delivered his people. Praise be, we'll shout to the sky. We give thanks to our Lord Adonai. Praise be to Yahweh on high. He has delivered his people. Praise be, we'll shout to the sky. We give thanks to our Lord Adonai.
Tell someone. We found the player. This is big, CJ.
How many other stories are just lying around like this?
Hundreds?
Gotta be hundreds. Let's find some more.
Professor Madavi, they get it.
Rick, this is the beginning for them. If they continue to listen to the cylinder.
Think of the stories they'll hear, the things they'll learn.
I'm thinking of what will happen when they find the cylinder about Shadow Valley.
To order a copy of today's program, The Story of Esther, just log on to pawsandtails.org. The Story of Esther, Part 3, was written and directed by David Carl. Haman, Your Life is Perfect Now, and Praise Be to Yahweh were written by Sandy Howell and Mark Edward Lewis. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.